And you would turn on the
faucet.
What comes out of the faucet?
Water.
And you heat water for tea up in a
tea kettle.
And you would cook an egg on top of the stove in a something with a
something
handle.
That didn't. I put a pot.
Or something flat that you'd fry.
Oh, to fry an egg. A frying pan.
Okay. Are there other words for frying pan?
Iron skillet.
And is that the same as a frying pan, or is it just more specific? Or?
Skillet or frying pan.
Okay. Have you ever seen a lamp made out of a bottle and a rag for a wick and some liquid flammable material inside?
Yes.
What do you call that?
Kerosene lamp.
Okay. And what can you burn besides kerosene in a lamp?
I suppose there's a type of oil you can use, but I have never used it. Or unless it was in a bottle that I bought, for holidays, Christmas.
And there's a black substance that comes in chunks that you can burn in your fireplace?
Charcoal.
Okay. And what would you call a bed that you make on the floor?
Pallet. That's Southern, isn't it? Methodist pallet.
Well, it's Western,
to
too. Why'd you call it a Methodist pallet?
Oh, because when people would come to the house, we would have to put down pallets. And we just called them the Methodist pallet. I don't know why. Hospitality.
Hospitality, that's interesting. Now, a heavy bed cover is called a...
It can be called a quilt or a blanket.
Okay. And have you ever heard a name for a heavy, a really heavy bed cover, like a range blanket, something that would keep you warm if it was really cold?
Army... what do they call them? Army blanket.
Well, have you ever heard of a sugan?
A what?
A sugan?
No.
Yeah, it must be something in Colorado, on the ranches in Colorado that they use. What would you cover a pillow with?
Pillowcase.
And when the light goes out, you have to change the...
bulb.
And you watch programs on...
TV.
The long version of that is...
television.
And to protect your clothes when you cook, you wear...
apron.
And if it's cold outside, you have to put on your...
coat.
What's a cloth that you would use to blow your nose with?
Handkerchief.
And there's a different kind to wipe the sweat off your brow. You might tie it around your head.
Bandana.
Clothes that you would use to work in the garden are called?
Jeans.
Well, collectively.
Working. Garden clothes.
How about the shoes?
Or work clothes.
Do you wear special shoes?
Just comfortable. Water resistant.
You said you had visited ranches before. Do you happen to know what they call their work clothes on a ranch? Do they have special clothes that they wear? Or special shoes?
Oh, chaps
shoes?
Or... think of anything.
Okay. Clothes that you put away until the cold months are called?
Out of season.
Okay.
Clothes.
And what do you put on your hands to protect your hands?
Lotion.
Or like to wear?
Gloves.